It says something was done incorrectly, and Reuben came to ask Shimon, who did that? So this often happens that a mother asks a child, who did that? Right, now even if this person realizes that Reuben accuses him, and by deflecting the blame onto someone else, he would be, you know, be, and he really didn't do it, right? You can't say who did it, you can't say who did it, and you should say, all you should say is, I didn't do it, I didn't do it. So obviously talking about, he says here's something which is not for Teres, they need it for, you know, to pig into bacon or something, then okay, so it's not fair, it's not something where the person who is asking the question can do anything about now, right? Who broke the vase? What are you going to do about it? Put it together again? It's not going to help. So the child or a person can't say, he did it, rather, I didn't do it. What happens if there's only two people? It's either me or him. And by him saying, I didn't do it, then obviously I'm saying, that he did it. He says, even in that case, you have to somehow get out of it and say, what is his example? I can't remember where he wrote it. It's just time I get out of it and say, oh, I don't know. Or something like that. So maybe you have to say, in a case when, even though I know who did it, I'm not allowed to say who did it, because there's no tellers in it. But he says here that there's always a minig in the Yirei Shemayim that if you're in a group and somebody did something bad, then the Sefer Chassidim brings down that it's a good middah to accept the blame. So somebody else shouldn't get it. James Kamar's by Shmuel Colton to accept the blame in order that somebody else shouldn't suffer because of it. In Hilchos Achilas, he brings exactly the same halacha. Achilas, of course, is talking about a case when it's more personal. Somebody did something to me. And he brings exactly the same halacha. He brings a case where it's which brings out the point very well. So if somebody sells items, so it's common practice when you sell items, is that somebody comes along and says, could you hold it for me? You hold it for me and I have money on me, I'll go and get money and then I'll buy off you. So he did that. So he was holding it for him. And then by the time that guy came back, in the meantime, he had sold it. The Moicha sold it. Why did he sell it? Because somebody else came and was paying him to sell it, and then he came into the press and he sold it. Now when the guy comes back to want to buy it, so his first question is, who paid you? Who pressurized you to sell it? But it's not something that you'll be able to get back in court. So there's no reason b'chlal. There's no reason b'chlal to say. So in this case, and not only that, if you would say, this is rechilas, because now you did something bad to me. Not that you did something bad, you did something bad to me. So you don't have to say, you have to just say either that the best thing you said in the end was just to say that I've made a mistake. I made a mistake. And then you can't do much about that. But it shouldn't say who it was, because by doing that they end up with Rosh Hashanah and Achidus. They mustn't do that. Okay, that is basically the end of our lachas on Hilchos Loshon Hara. Achidus we didn't manage to, we'll try and skim through those still before Tishra. Yes, Rabbi, what was your ask?
In case of a child or an underling, employee, when the person asks the question, the person realizes before they answer. When I say not me, I know the follow-up question is then who was it?
They tell them out.
That's when you go into the limo.
Right.
So
who did it? That's what so often happens. Who did this? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we were learning in Yisro, yeah? About the other day, Kaddish. Yeah, we saw in the Sugya that somebody washed his hands to eat bread, and then he made Kiddush. He would have to wash his hands again. That's how the Rashbam writes. You have to wash your hands again. Why would you have to wash your hands again? Because it's a hefsek of kiddush in the middle of your, between your washing and eating. And if you have a hefsek between washing and eating, you have to wash again. Take it, the metila, racha. You have to have, straight after the metila, you have to eat. And therefore, if you had a break in the middle of kiddush, it's a problem. And the Rashbam says, not only by kiddush, it's like that. Certainly by Abdullah, it's the same. What was the raya? If read about kiddush, where kiddush is more considered, halacha is that kiddush is called a hefsek. Why? Because then they did another act between the kiddush and the eating of the bread. Certainly in a case where he's about Abdullah, and Abdullah's got no shaykhus to the suda, certainly should be halfway between the tefillah and the eating. You have to make, you have to eat again. You have to wash again.
Why is the restaurant mentioning a girl at all? It's not
saying. No, he's saying it's Koskin, telling us that often.
Right. I was just telling him
to yeah. The restaurant does that. Right. Koskin, I made the other tefillah, asked for all five lines of the Rashbam. The first wide line of the Rashbam. Koskin, I made the yodov. Certainly, somebody washes his hands. Lay after. Should not do Abdullah. Meaning, you should ask somebody else to do the Abdullah. There are fetal kiddush. To walk in sudu. Even kiddush, which is meant to be done together with the meal. They can remain in the rest like Esachadav. And we could say there's no Esachadav. Why? Because he was involved in his meal the whole time. He can't rely on the Nesila before Kiddush. So Mela said to Abdullah as well. Now the Rashbam, we ended this yesterday, I just want to go over it. The Rashbam ended with a question, a deal question. Somebody washes hands shouldn't do Kiddush. Why didn't he say, if you did Kiddush, you have to wash your hands again? Why are we focusing on that you shouldn't do Kiddush? So if you wash hands, you do Kiddush again.
He said Kiddush, you should wash your hands again.
Right, and he doesn't say you should do Kiddush and then wash your hands again. Hainu mishum. That's because the levin on tzidayim shidim. If you don't want, it has to do in tzidayim twice. The chodah minay bracha v'atola. One of them will be a bracha v'atola, meaning the first one passes, right? The first one will be a bracha v'atola because he's had a hefsek. He's had a hefsek between the washing and the eating, and therefore he should better get somebody else to do kiddush, and that way there won't be a bracha v'atola. He'll get lo yikadosh. He shouldn't do the kiddush. Avachaviri yikadosh. Let his friends do kiddush for him.
I think Rashbam didn't say the first one, he said it's kind of one.
Yeah, one of them.
That bothers me, because if it was a half second, you should have made the second one. If you're many, you shouldn't have made the second one and put yourself in that position, no?
Yeah, it really is the first one, because the second one you have to do.
It's not we saw it somewhere, didn't we?
Yes, but what?
That it was the first one?
Yeah, people were saying it's the first one, the whole way through the Rashbam.
It's not in the first verse.
Rob's opinion,
this is when I wanted bread.
Somewhere I remember
reading it.
Yeah, because
this is one of the. Not the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. Oma Luhu Ravitrok Bashmo Damarse. Ravitrok, but it's got different cues to here exactly. But Oma Luhu Ravitrok is. Akati lo yinoch rav shei de rav shachinu l'shmaitse. Rav hasn't even died yet, and people have already forgotten what he said. Yeah? So what does Rav hold? Zimnin sagin. I was 20 times, I was in front of Rav, and I saw he didn't hold like you're saying. I saw he didn't hold that doing kiddush is aspirin. Why? Because Zimnin de chabib alayhise. Sometimes he liked bread and he made kiddush on bread.
Sometimes he liked wine. And he made kiddush on wine. So if you see that you're holding, you can make kiddush on bread. It's quite apparent that saying the words of kiddush is not hefsek. It's not hefsek. How can you tell me if you make kiddush between the tzitzit diamond eating? It's called hefsek. It can't be. You see, Ravo, it's not hefsek. He used to do kiddush on bread. So if I say it's not hefsek.
If you look at the restaurant, the whole problem was making kiddush on wine. There was never a problem making kiddush on bread.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
If you washed, and then you said, then you would make kiddush on wine. That's hezekadas.
What's the hezekadas? Hezekadas is doing kiddush.
Not after the rashi. That's what we learned.
Right.
We learned that making kiddush on
making
wine.
Kiddush.
Why
does it say on wine? Why does the rashi say anything about wine on wine? Making kiddush.
He says
that I'm involved in sanctifying the day. That's hezek.
No, he says,
you're fine.
I think that's what you basically said, that you're
I won't be making kiddush.
No,
I'll be listening to kiddush.
It doesn't have a shabu.
Right, you'll drink it.
Don't drink it, so then it's on wine.
Shabu, he's talking about on wine, but it doesn't mean it has to be on wine. What's the hashtag? The hashtag, normal kiddush is on wine. The hashtag is to find out sanctifying the day. I was involved in something else between the two to dine and eating. And that's what I was doing, and that's what Rav did. And you see, it's okay. That's what the Gemara is saying. Rav, you're telling me that you can't make kiddush in between the two to dine and eating. Rav did it. If Rav did it, it can't be hashtag. So, there are Shabbat. The Chaviv al-Eistof. So you're always. He was hungry, Ra'iv. He was hungry. Sometimes Rav was hungry. And he could not make kiddush on wine because he wanted to eat. So he really, not as he wanted to, the bread stain was really chosud because he was so hungry. So it was added chashivas to it. So then he would make kiddush on bread because it's more chosud than wine because he's hungry. Alma, you see, he doesn't need to wash again. Enemy color. He was originally Moshe Yodin, washed his hands, Lachal Nama, and he bread the kiddush, and he the bread of the kiddush. Alma kiddush Lachal Nesila Lechosu Nesachadah. You see, for me, the kiddush after Nesila is not considered Hesachadah. That's the Allah. That's the end of the Sugya Kuntu Rajman. That is going to talk about Allah. The end of the Sugya Kuntu Rajman was that the Raya that you're allowed to make kiddush between the two dying and eating, because that's what Rav did. Rav often did kiddush on bread, even though you're going to be staying on Shekhar Shom and Shekhar Shom and Shekhar Shom between the two dying and eating. Hezekadas.
Is the issue of Hezekadas between washing and saying Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz, or is it between washing and eating the bread?
A good question.
It has to be the second one, right?
Between the second one. Okay.
Because the first one wouldn't really be an issue.
You're making Hamotzi first.
Right.
Right. So you got right.
For some reason.
You can't remember that point.
For some reason it comes in.
Yeah. The Hesachadas, Pasta Israel. The whole point of the Zedayim is that my hands should be tory when I eat.
When you touch the food.
Right, when I eat the food. And the Lamela, so the whole point we have to focus on is the eating. So it makes sense, should be like that.
And that way there's no difference whatsoever between Yayin and Pas.
Okay, no.
Is it trying again?
Says it, Mokka. If the problem between Hesachadas and between the washing and then making the bracha of Amritzi, and there's a Chalmei Raya from Rav. Because Rav, what would he do? He's washing hands and make kiddush on bread. You make kiddush on bread, you make Amritzi straight away.
And then
I take it to shop. So you haven't had any break between the washing and the kiddush. Okay. Set it up. But, there's no
There's no question in the verses. So says the Motzi, you see from here, the Ikkar problem is the making a break between the washing and the eating of the bread. Right? Which Achai is right. Because the whole point is that you mustn't be Maseir Da'at between your washing and when you eat your bread. So I don't care about when you made the Amaiti. The problem is if you did something in between the Amaiti and eating. So Achai, you're right. Maria Tatesa will discuss it again. No, no. You make Amaiti, then you make Kiddush, then you eat the bread. There is the Hefechada between the washing and the making of the Amaiti. There wasn't any break. Never mind, must be.
So you make Amaiti, then Kiddush, and then you...
Right, right.
But if you're saying that the actual Kiddush between Motzi and eating is not asking because...
Who says no? Who says no? Is it it? What are you saying? The rabbi? Well, bring the rabbi there, wasn't right. Okay, sorry.
But Motzi, and now you're going to say...
No.
Yeah. That's not Esther Gadash?
That's what he wants to prove. It's not Esther Gadash. You see, it's not.
The problem isn't between the washing and Esther, the Motzi and eating. That's what he's saying. The rabbi just said, I think, the Hulu, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so now he says, Motzi, I come in, all right, you're going to eat? I have some things to say.
Right.
Okay,
what's your point?
Kiddush is not Esther between saying Motzi and eating.
That's what he wants to prove. It's not Esther.
The washing is the real problem. It's between... If we could,
the Gemara wants to prove, Rabbi, that between washing and eating, it doesn't matter if you do kiddush in between. Right? That's what the Gemara wants to prove. And where does the Gemara prove it? Because the Rav used to do that. Right? That's the Raya. Right? Okay, back, carry on the Rashbam. Why Yain? Why Yain? Because it's chosuv. Sometimes bread is even more chosuv than wine. Why? Because it's got certain chashivas to it. Yeah, it's true. We learned that from Nizkir Dedech, from the Yain, all that's not good. Because the idea of all those snacks as well, that wine has certain chashivas to it, and therefore when you are making kiddush, sanctifying the day, do it on this kosher item. But sometimes bread can have an extra chashivas over and above the wine. How? If I'm so hungry, and bread will make me feel so good, then bread is an added element over the wine. And then we can even do it on the wine, on the bread. Well done in Allah about that as well. Yeah, it's on wine, but sometimes somebody's particularly hungry in Rish Ayin Aleph over there. Right.
You would have a makshav when you wash your hands at the beginning that you're going to wash on the Kiddush.
That's what Rav was, yeah? That's what happened with Rav. Okay, let's finish off the Rosebam. Chayin Hill Chesop. That's the halacha. The means send off the Yavon Chayin Kiddush. Somebody washed his hands before Kiddush. Ain't sorry, Klaxo, believe me, Macha Kiddush. You do not need to wash your hands again after Kiddush. Okay? So that's where the Ekkers get it from. They wash hands before Kiddush and they don't have to wash hands after Kiddush because that's the Maskana to Sugi, but they know for some. Maybe we could differentiate between making Kiddush from bread and making Kiddush from wine. Maybe let's differentiate. Rav's is on bread. Maybe making Kiddush from wine is different. And if you make Kiddush from wine, then you would have to wash your hands again before you eat bread. Maybe. Says the Rashbam, no, but you put your Rabban on Pemikas Arif to Mikas Rachamo. The Rabban wouldn't make a difference between making Kiddush on bread and making Kiddush on wine. How do I know that? Since they didn't say anything back to Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, they didn't say, hey, what's your raya from Rav? Rav did on bread, but we're talking about wine. So since they didn't differentiate, they didn't argue back, it means they must say there's no difference between bread and wine, and they accepted what Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel said. Omer Lechatchila says Rashbam. Omer Lechatchila Moiskin Ba'akikach Leitim Yedayin. Lechatchila, I also this is for you. Lechatchila Moiskin Ba'akikach Leitim Yedayin Kebeit Hillel. is not regarding to whether you wash before you make kiddushin, rather whether you wash your hands before you dilute the cup. They used to have to get the wine to the right flavor. They used to pour X amount of wine and then add X amount of water. The wine in those days were much stronger. So there was a machlekes, if you would be moizgin and then wash your hands, or wash your hands and then be moizig. Moizig means to dilute. So the Beis Hillel holds you fast to Meziga and then you do Netilat Yadayim. So that's how you should do it. Lachatchila, you should be Meziga and then make Yadayim, because Beis Hillel Mesechet Brachos. Because of Hesbik. Because of Hesbik.
Even though you're not saying anything.
Even though you're not saying anything, you're involved in something. Hesbik Da'at means to be involved in other things.
When you're involved in being
Yadayim, that's not because of Hesbik Da'at. I'm not personally involved in something, not saying something, not making anything. Pure listening is not called involvement. And that's why it's not called Hesbik Da'at. Thinking if you're involved in something, which is your saying, or it's your arranging salads, diluting wine, it's involvement in things, that's a Hesbik Da'at, and Mela, that you can't do.
And it's
the
most
genius point, right? No, it's diluting. Midrash Saminon says Rashba. Midrash Saminon, from Rab we can learn, Shemikatin al pas, you're allowed to do kiddush on bread. We learn that from him. So it's really not to do with that. So yeah, but the Rosh Hashanah likes to tell us all the halachas that come out of it. From Rav we can learn that you're allowed to make kiddush on pas. So what do you do exactly? He would say vayichulu to be moitzi. Why do you say vayichulu to be moitzi b'nei bayis? So you say vayichulu. You would then mavarach hamoitzi. You would say hamoitzi. Ve'eino eichol, you wouldn't eat it yet. Gam lo yifreis, you also wouldn't. Okay, says Rashbam, you should know you can do kiddush on bread. Bedafke kiddush. You can only do kiddush on bread. Amar Abdullah, Abdullah, you cannot do on bread. Eine ela akris shel yain. It's only on a cup of wine. The Amina, like we say, like the Gemara says in Brachas, Hashiu, once Klal Yisrael became wealthier, Kavuhu ala kois, they were kuveh it on a kois. They were kuveh a dafka on a cup of wine, not on bread. We say in a kais kois yayin, somebody doesn't have a cup of wine, so what should he do? The market should give him his yayin, the place where they have, where they normally do it on wine, that means a wealthy place where they said yes to on wine. Ali Abdel Adapas shouldn't do on a pass, the dialogue of Abdullah Tvila. He should do it, he should be Yitzah with Abdullah that he did in his Tvila of Asachin Antonu, the Siddur of Amon, that's what it says in the Siddur of Rivamon. These halachas come out of the Siddur of Amon going. So let's try and take out of the Rashbam the halachas which were to do with that sugya. As Ram said, back to our sugya, that Hanoti Yadav Lei Kaddish, that we learned in the sugya, somebody washed his hands for kiddush, and then he made kiddush, so he washed hands for bread, and then he made kiddush. Originally we thought, what would he have to do? Wash it again. Why? Because there's
somebody else.
Right, he should get somebody else. But if he did do kiddush, if he did do kiddush, what do you have to do? Wash hands again, because that's it. The Raskan of the sugar was not like that, because we know Rav didn't do like that. How do you know Rav didn't do like that? If John, how do you know Rav didn't do like that?
He made
kiddush on bread. Sometimes he had left, don't kiddush on bread. He made kiddush on bread, and he didn't wash again.
Right? There's a raya. And I'm a chacha.
He's saying that we've got extremely hard to resist this based on me and Harper that you can do our crystal red. Was he saying that it's not going to
no.
Where everyone enters in the attack?
Where did he say it's a minic? You're making an assumption, Bernard. Let's say a minute. So then what did you say?
Because if he washed for bread, at that time is when he washed before. What he's doing is the wine he didn't wash before. Why would that be?
Neither.
That he always washed before.
Now we see, no. But we see that washing and then he making kids on bread is not ethic. As I have to. So if so, then if I wash my hands before Kiddush on wine, and then do Kiddush on wine, it's not Hesed.
Perhaps there's another dynamic of holding wine, staring at wine, and not looking at the
Bezerashvam. If there was such a dynamic, why didn't the Gemara just answer back and say, what's your eye from Rav? Rav is on one bread. LMI, there's no such science, there's no such dynamic. There's no, not coming if you don't want wine and then you want to eat your bread. Or you're doing directly on bread.
But you
the Gemara should have said it.
Just the hunger brought it up, brought bread up.
Yeah, sure, but the Kiddush was after the bread.
Now he did an oops, the bread and the desire wasn't there.
But one second, the point we need to know is the Kiddush a Hesek? The Rav did it over bread, he did Kiddush. He said a Kiddush, it's a Hesek.
If Rav making Kiddush over wine and bread is the exact same thing,
yeah.
And Gemara is telling us, if you wash, don't make Kiddush.
That's what the Gemara originally said, yeah.
Just the line above, and the answer to that, well, Rav does this, but if it just teaches us, well, he had preferences one way or the other.
It teaches us what we said before, is not true?
How?
Because Rav didn't.
Exactly.
How could Rav make Kiddush on bread? He would have to wash his hands again on the bread.
Would Rav hold that there's no Hesek Adas when it comes to Yayin?
Rav would hold, there's no Hesek Adas.
So he just holds there's no Hesek Adas. Why does it matter if he prefers this or that? Why doesn't the Gemara just say, well, Rav doesn't hold like
that? How do we know that Rav doesn't hold like this?
Because he washes.
Right.
And he makes Kiddush.
When did you see that?
Just sometimes he'll do it on bread.
Right.
So we know
that's where we saw it. How do I know that Rav doesn't hold what you just told me Rav holds?
Okay.
I was there and I saw he didn't do it.
Okay.
When you do it, he must have always done Kiddush on wine. There's no sometimes he made Kiddush on bread. And yet he ate straight after that.
Mm-hmm.
Either the Hesek in the middle,
mm-hmm.
the Chadas in the middle.
But if Rav washed and then made Kiddush on wine, it wouldn't be a problem with him.
Right? How do we know that? Because that's what he did with bread. So we know that would be the same by wine.
How do we know?
Because the wine don't come back.
They didn't come back. They didn't come back and say, sorry, not like that. Why didn't they turn around and do a Yossi Benjamin? Why didn't they turn around and do a Yossi Benjamin? What are you bringing me around for me? It's totally different. So what do we see from that? We're talking about big Amaroi. What do we see from that? Said the Rashbam. Their silence told us they agreed. And they said there is no Chiluk. That means we can have the Amaroi telling us there's no difference between wine and bread. I haven't had that before in Shas, have we? But that's what said. I mean, the chiluk is so obvious that he should argue back. And yet they don't. And then my, they all did the same. Because that was
the missing some text.
No, not the missing. No. But the Rashbam himself speaks this out. Right? And since they didn't argue back and say that what are you talking about? There's a difference between if you make Kiddush on bread or you make Kiddush on wine. That maybe you could say if you make Kiddush on bread, it's not as if you're making it on bread. But even if you don't know wine, it's not. Vaitoish, since they didn't argue back, Vaitoish, they're telling us that you're right. That the difference, there's no difference. Imagine we were thinking that thing has to give someone sanctifying the day, the Esther, it would be on bread as well.
The fact that Rav doesn't have to do it in place of the Seder, that's not entering in the end. He doesn't necessitate the Muslim meal anyway, so I understand it.
Why do you understand that?
Because you don't have to do what you're doing over the bread anyway.
There's more than that.
Maybe it's from one of the Gemara, the top of the Nathalia, down the conditioning when you did it for bread.
Why do I say that?
Because usually you refer to Nathalia 9 for bread.
Kaddish is not for bread. So any Kaddish, you shouldn't even want to make the Kaddish now, whether on bread or on wine.
So that sounds not like that, yeah?
Then I can see, okay, there's no difference in the cases.
But Azlam didn't know like that. How do I know that Azlam didn't know like that? At the beginning, no. At the beginning, he said, you drink. He said, you listen to them, and you drink. So they're talking about wine. So Azlam understood they're talking about wine, and Azlam said, the Rav was talking about bread, and Azlam was then said, Machayv is a Mokum Nechari. But he didn't. If so, it means they're all in the name of Nechari. Not every Chiluk is one of the lessons we learned in Yishevi Tana. Not every chiluk is a machalik. Not every difference is a reason to make that difference, right? To differentiate. The mere fact that one happens to be on wine and one happens to be on bread, vice is not enough of a reason to differentiate between the difference. Was that for sure?
Different destination.
Very good. Excellent. That's a nice expression.
Originally, Rav Bruna quotes Rav. Right. So the response to that was, what did you forget? Because Rav said, the opposite. Right. So if he did the opposite, then the appropriate response would not be, what did you forget? Because not what did you forget, you have forgotten. No, you have forgotten is not the appropriate response. Let's say you say Rav Chaim Kanievsky said this, and I tell you what, you've forgotten Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that. So if I held Rav Chaim Kanievsky something and said something else, I wouldn't use the Lashon, you forgot that he said something else. Rather, I would say, actually, wait a second, how does that make sense? Because he said also this, how do you reconcile with this? I would say, what did you forget?
Maybe it's the right way. Maybe it's the right way of saying that you're wrong.
That's the right way of saying you're wrong.
Right.
You're misquoting.
You're misquoting, right? That's what he's saying. He's saying, Rav didn't do this. You're forgetting what Rav says. So you could say something nonsense and garbage, then you could have said that. But he didn't. He says, you've forgotten what Rav said. That's not true. Rav didn't say that.
That's just
not answer. Right. Okay. That was the Mahalach of the Rashbam. As we're all feeling, there's a problem in the Rashbam. Right? The problem in the Rashbam is, why are you comparing wine to bread? That's the problem in the Rashbam. So the Rashbam like, knows we're wrong with that, and he said, well, yeah, but the rabbis weren't bothered about that. There is a problem with the Rashbam Zahar. We're comparing wine, I'm doing kiddush on something else, so I'm doing kiddush on bread. I'm involved in my bread. I'm involved in my bread now. There's an obvious problem with this. Because it's Mahalak of the Rashbam. The Rashbam learned this Mahalak and said, well, the rabbis weren't bothered about it. So we're going to have a different Mahalak. Everyone's seen the Kal Sharif already, Jesus? Kal Sharif Tom. Yeah, you've started it?
No.
Kal Sharif Tom. Here is Rashbam. We're on the third thesis of Kuvvav on the beast. Yes, and we'll try and go back to the other two, but for the same thing, I just want to get this figure clear. Mekadish Arifto. You have one of your papers? Pirish Rashbam. Shahoya Mekadish Alapath. Samokim Yain. He would do Kiddush on bread in lieu or in place of the wine. Vim Kain. Koyanito Tchilo. He would wash first. And we see, but I have a Kiddush Esther. You see, the Kiddush is not Esther. Because Rabbi Natan asked the obvious question. The Kiddush ala pas vada lo yav esek. Kiddush on bread is definitely not esek. So Kiddush hu la'acha hamoitzi. Kiddush is after hamoitzi. Vahava kemoi govil l'turi. And it's like Govil Lituri. Govil Lituri means I go and I cut a piece of bread to eat. And then I remember that I haven't fed my rabbit. I'm not allowed to eat before feeding the rabbit. And if I'm allowed to tell somebody, go and feed the rabbit before I eat.
Is it before after you eat?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's all together, right?
No, I have to.
Why do you have this whole shayla about things,
Did I have a hefsek? Did I have a hefsek being brach la'achila? It's not a hefsek between the brach and la'achila. It's not a hefsek between brach and la'achila. Why is there not a hefsek between brach and la'achila? Because I need to eat. In order to eat my food, I need to feed the animals. That's not a hefsek. Maybe cutting the bread is a hefsek. No, I need that to eat. Maybe picking up the bread to put it in my mouth is effort. Of course not, I need that to eat. So what do you mean? In order to eat, I need to feed the animals. So it's not effort. It's not the effort, I need to feed the animals. So who are then kiddush? I can't eat without saying kiddush. So it's another way of eating. In order to eat, I need to say, I shake it to Shalom. So of course it's not effort. So of course there's no problem between washing your hands and eating because I'm involved in my eating the whole time. Have a great job and a story. So they have to be in Brach Achila. So Koskin did in the Tila they have a Hefzik. And suddenly regarding the Tila won't be Hefzik. Aber mit Kassel Yayin so Kreuten Amoitzi. Mit Kassel Yayin which is before Amoitzi. Yeah, hashtag be Natila La Achila. There will be a hashtag between the Natila and the Achila. And does anyone understand this basis?
Did you know the bracha in
I don't understand. What places are? Places are saying, I don't understand. I don't understand Rabbi Nissan. I don't understand Rabbi Nissan. I don't understand as well. Obviously, if you're washing, if you're making kiddush on bread, that's not hefsek. That's like gover the two. That's it all involvement in my bread. That's inking. If I'm making kiddush on wine, then it is a hefsek. Then it is a hefsek.
Why is it a hefsek? Something's going in your mouth.
The problem is the speaking or the sanctifying the day.
See, there's a hefsek complete before Hamotzi and not before Achilles. Unlike what we said before. Because if
you're safe
to drink wine,
it is safe for the... Ram's saying that the taste is understood. The hefsek is between the Natilas Adayim and the Birchas Hamotzi. Right? That's what Avraham wants to say. The hashtag is between the Natilas Adayim and the Birchas Hamotzi. And not between the Natilas Adayim and the eating. And therefore, what are you saying?
So, that's why...
So if you make kiddush on wine in between, you're making hashtag between the Natilah And the bracha of Amaitzi. Same thing. If you're making kiddush on bread, there's no hefsek between the Natila and the Birch Amaitzi, because it's the first thing you say after the kiddush, after the Natila day. That is how Avraham wants to learn. The obvious problem with that mahalach is, what are you talking about Gavah L'Turi for? Why bring in Gavah L'Turi? I didn't have a break between the Tzitzit Daim and the army. Why bring in Gavah L'Turi?
He's making a kosher to the Hefek. Yeah,
what are you saying?
Why can't you say that you're getting involved with something else? In other words, if you make kiddush on bread, you say that you say to the Shadayim, Now you're having your bread with Kiddush, which is part and parcel of eating bread. Mashain Chan and the wine. Well, also, you're getting involved in wine.
Seisa's brought in Govelitri. What's Seisa bringing in Govelitri?
Something that has the most eating before eating.
Something that's the Rafi's saying is different. Rafi's saying that the Pesach is between Netila and Achila, but this is not called a Pesach like we find by Govelitri.
Right.
What do we find by Govelitri? That you're not to speak in between Amriti and eating because it's an involvement in the bread. I don't get it though, because the Kiddush on wine is also in order for me to be able to eat the bread. Without making Kiddush, I can't eat the bread. So it's also in order to be able to eat the bread. So why is it not obligatory? I'm not getting the Tosafos. Tosafos saying there's a difference between the difference between bread and wine. Bread has a govelatory. Bread, when I'm involved in the bread, I've got hetzer. It says in my brachas that if you're after making a bracha, you'll have to give food to the animal. So there's no problem between making a bracha by mighty and eating. It's called govelatory. So too, Nitin is a daim on bread should be the same halacha. Why? Because anything which you're doing in order to eat, to facilitate the eating process, is not called a hefter. That we see from Governor Sui. Mamela, what's your comparison from there to wine? That's how Seisa said it. I don't get it. Because on wine also, if I'm making kids on wine, it's also to facilitate the eating. Because without making kids on wine, I can't eat the bread.
Can he grow without wine?
No, on Shabbos, he needs to make Kiddush.
You don't have to. He doesn't have wine, can't eat.
Where's the point in the bread? No, you have to make Kiddush first.
But a man on bread, he has to wash before he gets some wine, he's able to consume bread.
In the fact I'm saying I should get Solomon and Seisa with the wine. Is that Hesek? It's not Hesek. Why is it not Hesek?
The breaker is not in the house.
Why the Hesek? I'm doing all the thing it is.
Gotham has
an independent
body.
Who's the Donna Bubba? So he meant to unwind.
Gotham has an independent
body. You're doing it for what you're doing it to eat.
It's better.
You're doing it to eat. If you're doing it to eat, it's not a problem. It's like going to eat. What's our lock? If I come home, and I want to eat bread? What's our lock? Our lock is you have to make kids unwind and make a second sono, and then you can eat your bread. If you're hungry, maybe not. You have to make it. So it's not ethic. The kiddush is not ethic. It's got to be. Right? Right? So what place is talking about?
Maybe you could say it's also think that up until Hamotzi, right? Any sort of hefsek is a problem. Between washing and Hamotzi, any sort of hefsek whatsoever, God goes there or not God goes there, any sort of hefsek is problematic. But once you already said Hamotzi, so now it's already a more lenient stage, so now if God goes there, it kicks in and it's after God goes there. The ikker moment is between washing and Hamotzi. For that, there's absolutely no hefsek whatsoever. After that point, they're already repaired. God goes there.
But your mind
is we know Lacha Ramayis is not like that because you can say God is before you make Ramayis as well.
Your mind is off the bread.
I'm talking about focus. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sounding
things like wrong. Your mind is off the bread. That's not.
It's on the bread. Say that if you're right, then don't bring in God to then just say that one your mind's off the bread and one your mind's on the bread. Again, why bring in Govela Suri? Taita says, I've got a rise from the Gemara and Brachas that my bread is okay because of Govela Suri. So, that meant that Taita is difficult to know exactly the point he wants. You hear the problems we're holding? It's important to know the difficulties. Taita says that this poshut, that is by bread, there's no wrong on that thing. Why? Because like Govela Suri. If I sing over to you, if you make a bit of nenin, you're allowed to speak between bit of nenin and eating, because it's called for the fruit, sake of the fruit. So too, by Netilas Yadayim would be the same thing. Why? Because I'm doing it in order to eat. The Kodesh we're asking is Nechaya on wine is the same Londis. You're doing it on wine in order to eat the bread. It's also because a type of a governor food. Yes, why don't bread not have sick? So it says why not? Why does it say? Because God of the two. So it brings together God of the two. So it says there. So how much am I God of the two? You're doing it in order to eat the bread. And therefore it's not the chadas from your chila and the eating. Because it's all in order to eat your bread. So also by wine would be the same. I wash my hands. Hey, one thing, I have two kiddush. So what's that lover? What's that lover on Friday night? You come and you wash your hands. Then you mean, hey, I have to... Can I eat the bread? No, you have to do kiddush first. So you do kiddush on wine, then you eat your bread. So it's all goblet, so it's all in order to be able to eat your bread. So why can't we use that svara? Why can't we use that svara for the wine itself?
Why don't we also use the present? Don't we differentiate between big brothers and small brothers? And you've got
to determine. But
it's two words. The reverse are saying the whole Kiddush.
The Sages says it's the same.
No, but say, Kiddush.
So look at the Marshal. I understand, but Sages says it's the same. Look at the Marshal. Marshal says something similar to what we're asking. Marshal is on page 34 in mine, and Marshal is, that's the Rosh you're looking at. Marshal says, no, you're going past the top. The Rosh comes straight after the Marshal comes straight after the Rosh.
Yeah.
Right after, there you are, you're in the Marshal, huh? So go to the Perikasiri, the Perikasiri, the Marshal. This is the way we're going to learn it. That could roll on the bridge.
I'm sorry.
That's my fault, my fault. I'm sorry. So the Marshal says like this. You see on Tosfos. Yeah, the second Marshal on the one second, let me find it. I lost the place with all the spinach. Kuvav on the day.
There's only one
here. The one on Tosfos.
We've got to show.
Starts with Shbam, then Tosfos is the Medeo. Tosfos is the Master Makadish. Tosfos is the Master Makadish. He said that is. Tosfos is the Master Makadish. Rift of the Kosha came, Dilin, and Tila Lea Vestik. Out come the Shayla. Rotsalema, Tikva Somach, Tirchis Hamaitzi, Lenetila. Tikva Somach, Tirchis Hamaitzi, Lenetila. You've already done the Birchus Hamitzi next to the Netzila. Masha'in came the Mekadosh al Yayin, so Koidim Hamitzi. You have to be Netzila la Achila, but Salim a Birchus Achila the Hainu Hamitzi. Masha'in sounds exactly like what Ron saying. That the Rabbeinu Tam Taina was, what was his Taina? The Netzila is Yayin. And birchus and kiddush on bread is not a problem because netilas yadayim and birchus hamitzi are together. Masha'inkein, the problem by kiddush is you're going to have a break between the netilas yadayim and the birchus hamitzi. That's the problem, says the Marshal. The point of Abinatam was that there's no problem between, of course there's no problem to make kiddush on bread because you've got no hashtag between the Nishidus Adayim and the Bitches Amaitzi. There's no hashtag between them because. But again, if you do kiddush on wine, then you've got a hashtag between the Nishidus Adayim and the Bitches Amaitzi.
Bakula doesn't count.
Bakula doesn't count.
Well, I bring up getting your animal, but you missed the most thing. You stopped
That's what my software chant says. I don't get it. So why did Satan bring in? Why did Satan bring in Govinda Toya then?
At what point does that come into the sacrament? After Moshe or before after he's born? Either.
But what's the difference? He didn't say anything. He washed his hands, made that Moshe, and then said, I'll take a Shalom Shaito. So he didn't say anything between the Mitzvah Zedayim and Birchus HaMoitzi. So there's no problem whatsoever. If the point of having the Talmud was, did you play the Brahm thing? Then between Mitzvah Zedayim and Birchus HaMoitzi, you must not have a bridge. After that, off partly. So then, the very simple difference between Kiddush on wine and Kiddush on bread is just that. The by Netilas Yadayim on, and then you make Kiddush on wine, you've got a chunk of brachas between the Netilas Yadayim and the Birkas Hamaitzi. As you ain't here, Netilas Yadayim on, and making Kiddush on bread, there's no hashtag between Netilas Yadayim and Birkas Hamaitzi. So what's the taste of bringing in about a havoc and we go with a tui? We're not here to argue on Moshe. Moshe said it's the same thing, it's not as itself. It's not our job. Our job is not to say, you know what, Moshe said, it's no different ideas. It's not our job. Our job is to accept what Moshe was saying and try not to. So he just said, it's like God of the truth. I mean, he doesn't say it's not like God of the truth. He said, it is like God of the truth. If it's like God of the truth, I mean, there's no difference between if I say you speak a few words, I speak a lot of words. If it's all to eat the food, it's okay.
God of the truth is a few words.
Again, Taisa says it's like Govinda Tui.
Right.
I mean, Taisa, what you're saying is not true. It's like Govinda Tui.
Yeah, well, if you do it on bread, not if you do it on wine.
Well, what's the difference in the number of words? If you do it on bread, you're saying the same amount of words. If you're saying on bread, don't say it on wine.
Is Govinda Tui said only after Moshe or said whenever?
The Govinda Tui said it before and after. So.
Before Moshe, where did he do that? Actual case
after
a while.
In the case,
in the
Brachos,
it says that the case
there before it says the Moshe. It's a Kalsa game. I hear what you're saying. But I'm trying to understand what he's bringing in about Govinda 3 4. Again, let's see inside. God shall be in the town. Kiddush shall pass. Vaday lo yhave hestek. Sha kiddush hu la'acha hamoitzi. So those words, this will sound exactly like the Mashal saying, the kiddush is after hamoitzi. Meaning, that there's no break between the kiddush and the hamoitzi. Vahave kemoi govin the turi. Dilo yhave hestek, being brocha la'achila. And it's like govin the turi, that's not brocha, hestek between the brocha and the achila. The kosakin dilin etila, kosakin dilin etila, lo yave hesek. Avol the kavshar yain, so yain kuidim amaitzi, ye hesek bein etila la achila. So, to understand the Tosfos, we're going to have to split up the Nosim a little bit. The Tosfos is saying, I know that there are two points. There's two aspects. One is you might have a doubt of your hand becoming Tommy. And there's another point of getting involved in other things before you eat. There's two points when you're washing your hands and doing kiddush and only then eating. There's two points, there's two aspects. There's one aspect of hesek hadas, of getting involved in other things between the netila and whatever you're doing after it. And there's another thing of stam. Between making the bracha and eating, you shouldn't be involved in other things. So there's two aspects. One is your hands become tummy. Between the Netzil Tzedayim and the Birkas
Hamoitzi,
you must not get involved in other things.
Right.
And another point, that between Birkas Hamoitzi and eating, you're not allowed to get involved in other things. Because the hesek between the bracha and eating. Right? When I make a bracha and eat, I mustn't talk. Why not the light over?
Connect the two.
You have to connect the two.
Unless
right?
you're saying, unless you have to do something for the
right. Right. But then, so the two points we need to work on. Your hands become something. You got involved in other things. You got involved in other things. This is one point. Your hands might become something. And another point, some of them, you must speak between a broch and eating. So Taisus seems to be saying, klap is the din of your hands getting involved in other things, that there's an obvious difference between kiddush and hamitzah. A kiddush on wine, kiddush on hamitzah. A kiddush on wine, you're saying you're getting involved in other things. You're saying kiddush. You're saying kiddush before you end up saying the best hamitzah.
Your mouth is getting involved with wine.
One has to do with hands. One has to do with mouth.
No. Get this clear. When you wash your hands, you mustn't involve yourself in other things before you say Birchas HaMikdash. That's what says for that. You must involve yourself in other things before you say Birchas HaMikdash. That's one point. Another point, that when you make a bracha, you mustn't speak before you eat. Right? So now, when I make kiddush on bread, right? I'm doing two things. I'm involving myself in sanctifying the day. That's number one. And number two is I'm speaking between the making our mitzvah and eating. The two aspects are there. I'm involving myself in something else, sanctifying the day. And I am speaking between making the broth of our mitzvah and kiddush. There's none of those problems are a problem by kiddush. Why? Because involving yourself, you're only doing it after you've already said our mitzvah. So you have no break between the mitzvah to die and the birchas hamitzi, because you're involving yourself only after the hamitzi. And regarding the heshlik of speech, that I know it's like God of the Surya, there's no problem with heshlik of speech. Right? So there's no problem in involving yourself, because that's only after the hamitzi. So there is, and there's also no problem with speech, because that's like God of the Surya. By saying game by wine, there we have the problem of involving yourself in sanctifying the day before the Birchas HaMikdash. If you make kiddush on wine and then you wash your hands with wine, you involve yourself in something else before your Birchas HaMikdash. So it's a problem.
So tamei is not the problem really as much as it's the
this, that, what do you mean?
Wine. When you have wine.
So I'm involving myself in something else. I'm not here from a dash on my hands are going to become tamei. Yeah, involving myself in something else, like you're preparing a salad. You're involving yourself in something else is a problem of Hesach HaDas. So it says basis. The Gabbai Hesach HaDas is no problem because I am mighty, because there's no Hesach HaDas, because you're doing it and straight away I'm mighty. And you got the other problem, some speaking is no problem because that's like Gabbai Hesach HaDas. I'm thinking, by making kiddush on wine, and then you're going to eat your bread, you got the problem of Hesach HaDas. Why? Because you're involving yourself something else before Birchas HaMikdash. Let's see that inside.
Totally ignoring Aegis Vakula.
Yeah, ignore that for a second. Says Taisus. Kosh HaBenetan. The Kiddush HaPav Vada Lo Yave Hesek. Kiddush on bread is certainly no Hesek. Shakiddush Hu La'acha HaMoitz. The Kiddush after HaMoitz. So we're explaining up even our meaning, and therefore you've had no Hesek HaDas on your hands before you said HaMoitz. And regarding the problem of speaking, there's also no problem. Because Abba Kamei Gibbal HaTari, the Lo Yave Hesek being Brocha La'achila. Regarding the problem of speaking between the bracha and achila is also no problem, because that's like Gavra too. Because again, in the Nitzila they have a hesek, certainly regarding Nitzila there's a hesek, because there was no hesek between Nitzila and the Birchas HaMoitzi. Av mekanesh al hayayin shu koydim hamoitzi, ken mekanesh al hayayin shu koydim hamoitzi, ye hesek bein Nitzila la achila. Says the Mahashoggi, what he means by achila means birchas achila. There's a hefty between
the washing your hand and the brach of Hamaitzi, because you'll be saying Kiddush in between.
The Marshal said he meant that.
Huh?
How the Marshal said Tosa was meant instead of Achila, he meant the fear of heaven. It's really
putting a word in.
Changing it.
Yeah. But it has to, because the first part was saying about Maitzi, so if you're comparing this to that, to be
somehow he's meant.
Yeah. Yeah, that. Okay. We're gonna stop here. I can't sound 100% happy about this chat and data. But that's how the Mashal at the moment is explaining this place. I'm going to verse myself working days there not long enough. But that's how the Mashal at the moment is explaining this. The place is telling me, and saying that the basic line between David's asking on us, I'm what the form is the head between the Sila and the Bichta might see, and my kids, are you going to speak after it? Let's cover it through.
According to this, what's the question tomorrow then?
Yeah, yes, it's going to change. The moment I just thrown out the Rashbam, we haven't seen this shot. The moment I just said why the Rashbam's wrong, and so the stage is going to say why. So we have to work, carry on stages until we said the Rashbam, yeah?
I think it was more of the rubbing.